kind of dig yourself into a hole early like that. Gave him 14 points early on in the game. You know, we're able to claw our way back, and actually take the lead. But, we end up having another another breakdown, on the touchdown to James Jones. So, those kind of mistakes, they kill you as a team. And, but we gave ourselves a chance just to come up at the end when we needed it.
Charles, you guys defensively were able to really hold Rodgers and their offense down for much of the game. What were you guys doing to be successful?
Man, playing aggressive. We played aggressive. We stayed after them, putting a lot of pressure on them. And, we played pretty well. We just gave up one too many.
As a defense, did you guys kind of wear out down towards the end of the
game? No, I don't think we wore out. That's just the way the game goes sometimes. They caught a little bit of momentum and made a play here or there to help them seal the victory. So, pass off to them.
You guys are now officially eliminated from the playoff contention. What approach at this point do you take in the final two games?
Just go play football. I mean, the game is regardless of playoffs or whatnot, the game is still fun. It's still great to be out there on the field. We're just gonna continue to go out there and have fun.
As a veteran watching Amari Cooper reach a franchise record of 1,000 yards in a season, what is it like for you to see him succeed like this?
It was pretty special. We all knew it, when we seen him first coming in, into our practices and watched the way he moved around, ran routes, that he was going to, be a special guy. You never know what kind of season he's going to have, that early on, but he's going to be pretty good. So for him to, come out and, get 1,000 yards, which has been a while, for a guy to do it around here, man, is pretty nice to see.
Charles, you guys are 2-5 at home, 4-3 on the road. I know it's maybe not something you guys think about, but is there anything you can maybe put your finger on why you guys struggle so much at home?
You're playing some good teams. That's the only thing I can really say about it. Green Bay is a good team. We lost to Kansas City a couple weeks ago. Right now they're rolling, it's not like we're just losing to people that don't have pretty good, organizations. So, just not able to get it done at home.
You guys being eliminated, but what type? You make progress this season, obviously from last season, but what still needs to be done to become that playoff team?
Yeah, we made a ton of progress. For this team, you just have to critical situations. You can't beat yourself. It's hard enough to go out there and play the other team. When you're making mistakes that are hurting you and doing it, when it's self-inflicted, it's hard to overcome. So as this team grows and gets better, we get better at those type of things.
Outside of the opening, you guys have been in there and had a chance to win every game. Do you feel like this team is just that close and really a couple things go differently and the season could have been different?
Yeah, it could have been, but woulda, coulda, shoulda, how that goes. But the team has gotten better. The team, I think, is under great leadership, under the direction of Jack Del Rio. And this team will be a team to look out for, trust me.